He says, you get, and I said, just take his dad blame money. So he took his money. And I went out there the next morning and put that TV up. We never did have another specialist.
Then they put you to doing it, huh?
Yeah. But it's, I don't know if things change for the better or for the worse. As a general rule, people were better off poor in those days. We didn't have good doctors like we have now, and a lot of people died that doctors nowadays could have probably saved them, because a lot of people would die with cancer, heart attack or something, and doctor didn't even know what. In fact, they never did. Years later, they thought my mother died with sugar diabetes. They didn't know. It was just a different, but.
Did your parents grow up here too then?
Oh yeah.
Did they ever tell any stories about what it was like when they were coming up?
Oh, you know, people didn't talk about stuff like that much. And I mean, I remember my grandmother talking about during the Depression, going to the smokehouse and digging up the clay under a meat box and taking it in the house and boiling it to get the water off of it, mm-hmm. to get the salt out of it to make bread.
Wow.
And they told a tale about, and it's just one of those tales about the old guy out here that went to the doctor and his side was hurting him, and he told him, he says, you got appendicitis, and he thought he said pesitis, and he says, no, I can't have what you're talking about. He says, I may have pesitis, but I ain't got that because I ain't nothing but peas for the last 3 years. But the thing is, see, people appreciated life more than they do now and enjoyed what they had more than they do now. People don't, you know, something that people get. You, if you'll just think about different people that have gotten a lot of money give to them, check them out. 2/3 of them won't have anything in 5 years, and the ones that do have are turned out to be such or whatnot. I know one family in Roswell, there were 6 kids in that family, and the old man worked like a dog, saved and saved and saved. When he had died, he had a stack of deeds that high. And he divvied it all up, and within 5 years, there wasn't but 2 of them had any of their money left, and one of those was crazy.
Oh, wow.
And the other one died, still had hers when she died.
Wow.
But the boys all drank theirs up and threw it away, and the one girl went berserk, and the other one kept it all. But something that you get, earn it. The first car I ever owned, I paid $17 for it. And I wasn't even old enough. The man that had it, I wanted to buy it, and he said, I can't sell it to you without Mr. okay. So I said, well, go ask my dad. Dad says, if he got the money, he can have it. So I bought it. That was a 25, 6 or 17 model, I forgot which it was. And it took us kids about a year to tarry it up. And the same man then had a 28 model Chevrolet touring car, and I paid $28 for a 28 model Chevrolet.
So you worked and saved your money,
yeah,
huh?
And then we didn't like those old 4-doors and whatnot, so we took axes and saws and cut everything from the windshield back off of it. Went to the sawmill and got slabs and made us a bed to go on it, and we had a ball.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And we dated to that. I dated in that thing.
Really? Now, how old were you when you did all this?
16, 17, 11, 15, 16, 17.
Wow. Yeah. I bet not many of the other boys had a car. Probably
well,
gave you a big advantage.
Well, we didn't call that a car. What was it called? It was quite a thing. You know. But on the weekends, we'd go out and we'd, I mean,